Hello and welcome to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast. Your eyes are not deceiving you. In Matt Dyson's place, we have a true titan of comedy, broadcasting, podcasting, television and radio. It's a global media exclusive. It's Rock and Roll Football with Matt Ford and John Richardson.
Hi. You said eyes. Are we being filmed?
Eyes?
You said your eyes do not deceive you.
Because they'll be looking at their mobile device.
Will they?
And on the, it will say that it's the Rock and Roll Football
they'll
podcast.
Be saying, surely not. Rico and Fordy.
Together, working.
They wouldn't allow it.
Getting paid.
The powers that be.
I am getting paid, aren't I?
I think I'm getting your fee, aren't I? That was my end. That's the only reason I agreed to come.
Yeah. That was the deal we originally did when we first started working together. And you've taken all that money. But I do it. I'm glad. Because you've got a daughter and I haven't, so you deserve it.
I take a percentage of your work and it's 100.
Yeah.
But what would you be without me? Really, honestly, and I'm not just saying it as a joke. Look back over your life, professionally and as a human being, and just ask yourself what you would be without me.
I'd be a bit richer.
Would you? Do you think?
Well, because I'd be getting all my money.
You would get some money, yeah.
So even if I was doing any other work, I'd be getting all of that money.
Yeah. Okay. So,
I think I'd be financially better off.
But it's
I think I'd be less worried about eviction.
You'll be all right. And I've told you, if they do take your place off you, then you can find somewhere else.
Thanks. but it's good to have you here.
It's nice to be here. And nice to see what you guys get up to. Because obviously I drive my listeners towards you every morning. I leave here at 11 and I say, don't forget, Ford and Dyson are here at 2 o'clock. And I can hear them going back. So what?
And how does it feel sitting in a different seat? Hearing air horns, goals, things like that. Is it different for you? How was it different today compared to what you do?
I think if I'd known the reason Dyson wasn't here, I would have switched chairs. I'm worried about what I'm picking up off this one, to be honest. I've got a long drive home after this. And, you know, I've just had it cleaned.
Yeah, have you got a couple of bags?
Yeah, why? Can you see?
Well, I don't know if you would. What? Because obviously if you need a wee and you're driving, there are options. Bottles.
Yeah, service stations.
Service stations as well.
You don't reach for the bottle first.
What I mean is that if it's coming on quick... For whatever reason. But the other option, as in the other thing, how would you just, what happens?
Well, I don't know. It's never happened to me.
Thank God for that. I guess you could, why have they never, because they develop cars to an incredible extent now. Why is there not a kind of commode option?
I think, camper vans. Got toilets in, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, and anything's a toilet if you poo in it. That's what your next door's called, isn't it? Good luck with it.
Well, I think you're right. I think then it becomes a toilet.
Yeah.
Is this...
Good?
Yeah.
No.
No, it's not. We're really sorry. Look, Dyson's off ill. John's here. Thank you, John.
Have I dragged it down? I'm worse than him.
That was all my fault. That was all my fault.
Okay.
That was all me.
He'll be back next week, though, won't he?
If not... Do you step up again?
Imagine if he was off next week and I didn't get asked. You might as well have said, we've had a look at the tape and not good enough.
Imagine if he was off next week and you didn't get asked to do your own show.
Oh, no.
Imagine if it was that bad.
Oh, no.
There's only one way to find out. Tune in to Absolute Radio next Saturday morning.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
This is Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio and in a global media exclusive. Together, live on air for the first time in 16 years, is Matt Ford and John Richardson. John,
greetings.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a privilege. Matt Dyson is, I don't know quite how to put it, but through the eye of a needle, I think is the phrase. He's not very well. He'll be back next week, hopefully. John, you've agreed to stand in.
Yes, I'm firm to medium.
Firm to meet you.
Yeah,
lovely.
Absolutely. Delighted to be here.
We're talking about the same thing?
You're sitting in Daddy's chair.
I am sitting in Daddy's chair. You're sitting in Mummy's chair? This has gone creepy. John, what are the early scores in the kickoffs?
Well, it's Hull City 1, Queen's Park Rangers 1, and in the Battle of the Cities, it's Stoke City 1, Leicester City 1, and in the Battle of the Cities, it's Swansea City 1, Bristol City 0, and Coventry City's march on the Premier League continues their 2-0 up at West Brom.
We'll keep you on top of those and all the 3 o'clock kickoffs. It's Matt Ford and John Richardson. And it's live! Big goal in the Championship, John Richardson.
Yes, it's huge news for the biggest team in the East Midlands. Leicester City have gone 2-1 up at Stoke, and it's Harry Winks with the goal.
His 40th birthday. Man.
Harry Winks.
40 winks. Once he gets there, it's going to be great, isn't it?
It's lovely stuff. You're good at your job. Apart from not thinking we've broadcast together for 16 years when we did a podcast together on Tuesday. But apart from that, you're really on it.
And we did TalkSport 9 years ago.
Yeah, it was 9 years ago we worked together. Yeah, we worked together constantly. But it's nice that you were excited.
But on music radio.
Yes.
We used to do 6 Music.
Yeah. If we keep narrowing it down, I mean, there's a world in which this is the first time this has ever happened anywhere, if you keep adding words.
It's a global media exclusive.
Yes, isn't it? Where real music and football matter. Is that what you say on this one?
No, but we should.
You should.
Been doing it years and never thought of that.
Yeah.
That's why it's good having you here. And just a reminder, just Dyson company, can't man. Be here because he's got some... Diarrhea! Poor guy. But we shouldn't make fun of it.
No.
It's a funny illness, though.
It's one of the, yeah, it's one of the... It's the sort of thing, I'll be honest, if I was Dyson myself, and I'm not... I would have lied and said it was something else.
What would you have said?
I would have said migraine.
Migraine?
That's what I would have gone for, yeah.
Okay.
Because I know what you're like. I remember when I was at school, I had... Diarrhea! Yeah. My mum wrote a note when I'd been off the next day to say, oh, sorry, John wasn't in, he's had... Diarrhea!
Good singer, your mum.
Well, her handwriting was so beautiful. The teacher said, I'm going to show the whole class. This walked up and down the line, waiting to go and saying, look at this lovely letter that Mrs. Richardson has written. So everybody knew Anna was diarrhea man for the rest of the day, and anyone I touched got diarrhea disease.
Great superhero.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a great superpower.
Ruined my A-levels.
Yeah, but you did all right in your A-levels.
I did, yeah. I was implying I was 18. I wasn't. I was about 9. That was the gag.
I had it at school once.
At school?
At school. And it hit primary school. I was on the monkey bars. And I could feel it. I was like, oh, no, 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 no. I remember getting to the third bar and then... Oh, man, it was so bad.
Well done for trying to push on.
I was just like, surely not. I was too young to sort of realise the early warning signs.
Oh, yeah, you know now.
Now I know. God, I learnt the hard way.
Yeah.
Poor teacher had to mop me up. Is this what you're expecting on a Saturday lunchtime? We build this as a global media exclusive.
It's almost like you don't want to talk about Leicester's goal. Is that what it is?
But they're in the Championship. It's irrelevant.
Oh, wow. Wow. There's a man who's sure he's not going to be looking at Championship football soon.
Not entirely sure.
Nottingham Forest are safe, says Absolute Radio's Matt Ford.
If you have any tips for Dyson with the old... diarrhea! Text us on 81215.
Last thing you want to be near is a Dyson with that. You get that near an airplane. You're mopping the ceiling.
Big goals in the Championship. QPR are now 2-1 up away at Hull. And Plymouth 5-2 at home to Cardiff. We're talking
biggest
about...
team in the South West.
Oh, I see. Is that some... Who's that a slight against?
Will.
Oh, of course, producer Will is a Torquay and Isaac fan.
Any chance I can get. Are you nice to him on your show?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
I have a click into the energy then. It's not really the vibe on mine.
I wouldn't know. I'm busy Saturday mornings, but I gather you? From people that I go to Pilates.
Do you? What, for 3 hours?
No,
until 11?
I've got to get there and get back.
Oh, do you travel in a vehicle that doesn't have a radio, do you?
Well, Uber. I can't be like stick absolute. I'm going to start making demands.
You've got your pods in and you know you have. You click don't talk to me on the preferences.
No,
do
I do not. Yes, I would never, ever do
don't
that.
Don't you dare.
Sam from Ipswich has been in touch.
Yes. Ipswich, of course, travel to everyone's second team, Wrexham, at 3 o'clock. He'll no doubt be nervous about that. He says, I once got the runs midway through Dune 2 at the cinema, so much so I had to leave and come back. He says so much so I had to leave. I think even slightly you've got to leave. You can't ride that out. Anyway, so much so I had to leave and come back and watch the second half another day, Sam from Ipswich.
That's expensive. The cinema's like £30 now.
Yeah, and
that's a £60.
Dune's a long film as well, isn't it? I'm struggling how to say that.
Dune.
Dune.
D June 2.
June.
Dune.
I think I would say it like the month, June.
June.
Or Dune.
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 Split the difference. Dune.
Dune.
Dune. Dune.
Dune. Dune 2 at the cinema. I went to see Dune 2 at The View.
Carl. You? I haven't.
Oh, Carl.
He says, tell Dyson to have a spoonful of corn flour. It works with thickening gravy.
No.
I thought that was a genuine tip.
No, that's not that.
Do you remember when we lived together? I just remembered, I got the runs really bad.
Did you?
So bad, I had to throw out every day, like duvets. Do you remember?
Oh, you threw out my bedding. I remember, yeah. I thought that was just a vicious attack. No, I threw all my clothes out, my special teddies.
I had a mattress topper that went. Do you remember? It just kept happening in the night. Do you remember? I was like, I woke it up. I was like, no!
Oh,
this happened again.
That.
I couldn't contain it during the night. I waddled on down to the doctor's.
Yeah.
And he said, have a steak. That'll block you up.
Yes.
But that first morning when I hadn't, in bed, I was just like, not again. I got through three duvets. I was just ordering bedding.
Duvet.
I went back from Dune and then saw the duvet.
Oh, yeah. You'd expect you to have it, though. Do you know what I mean? I think people who know you a little bit would just assume you're always...
loose.
You're in that area, aren't you?
Why?
Your diarrhea or there.
Now that I've got the bag, the colostomy bag.
Yes.
That buys me maybe a couple of seconds. It's all over in those early kickoffs to the Championship. Hull 1, QPR 3, Stoke 2, Leicester 2, Swansea 1, Bristol 0, West Brom 0, Coventry City 2. Coventry getting closer and closer to automatic promotion, something that's going to really upset John Richardson.
Hey, listen, I wish everybody all the best, and I certainly don't carry grudges about anybody's time at any club, certainly not binocular mimes or anything like that. I'm absolutely fine with it.
You don't like Frank Lampard?
Well, he might be listening. I don't want to upset football. Well,
it's just come off the pitch. I mean, he's probably doing media.
Listen, Frank and I have got beef. It's been well publicised. We appeared together on...
Frank LaBeef.
Oh, lovely stuff. Good Chelsea joke as well.
Thank you.
We appeared together on a sports panel show some number of years ago. There was a football challenge. As part of that, I took part with my partner, Bradley Walsh. We scored a certain number. Frank Lampard, the professional footballer, went after us, scored a lower number, and ordered that the section be retaken.
What?
So that he won. Now,
you're kidding.
That's...
Is this real?
That happened.
This is a global news exclusive.
That happened, yeah. I was upset. Let the comedian boys win. Let me and Bradley win.
And was he genuinely cheesed off?
It was header, keepy uppies, and I think we got about six or seven, me and Bradders. He was with the lad from One Direction who used to play football for Derby. So like...
Louis Tomlinson.
They were good.
Doncaster.
He was with one of the One Direction.
You old man, look at your fading brain.
This lad
the lad from Thingy?
This was a 15-year-old athlete.
From Foster and Allen that used to play five or something.
I think they got like four or five or something. And he was like, the ball wasn't, we need to have another go. And they let him do it again, because obviously it's Frank Lampard, do you know what I mean? But when you put it out, you've got to put it out as it happened. Anyway, I watched it go out, and it just looks like he's won. You just think, you know, how much of this man's career is a lie? Has he ever played football?
Whoa, he's gone full conspiracy.
I've never, you know, that ball, not only did it not cross the line, he never hit it.
Mike, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, you've got to start, you look at the numbers on these things, everything's a conspiracy.
This is really interesting, the stuff you'll say when you're a guest compared to when you're a host. I bet you don't do this on your morning show. You're trying to get me into trouble.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Who gets fired if I say something awful, me or you? Technically, I'm a guest and you failed to control me.
Producer Will?
Yeah.
Would you go as well?
We'd all go.
And would you go for my show as well?
Yeah.
Right, okay. What things do
you...
What...
How bad? How bad are you prepared to be? What do you think is the worst thing you could say and not get fired? Text us on 8-12-15. What's the worst thing? And we'll read some of them out. What's the worst thing you think we could say?
Let's see what happens when Villa Leeds kicks off.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Right, it's time for a roundup of the funniest clips from the football week. It's clickbait. The big story in the Premier League this week was Arsenal throwing away points again from a leading position against bottom side Wolves, whose fans were loving it. Some managers get fired after drawing to Wolves.
Oh, it's personal.
Just saying. Just saying. Now, Sam Allardyce, it's increasingly prominent again. And Arsenal...
He'll hit Forest soon, won't he?
No, don't TikTok. You dare!
TikTok, he's don't already up the M1. He's just been seen at Toddington Services.
Well, this is him comparing himself to Arteta.
I wish I got as much praise as Mikel Arteta and his set-piece coach, by the way. We didn't have one of those. Obviously, we didn't need one because we scored that many goals from set piece. Because I'm not so clever about following anybody else. I like to create it.
I love those old guys that are like, well, it was just the same. We just didn't have fancy words for it.
Yeah, it went a bit sort of Four Yorkshiremen, that, didn't it? We didn't have set piece. You were lucky. We didn't have corners. We didn't have corners. You just fell off a cliff.
Igor Tudor is the new Spurs manager, set to take charge of his first North London derby tomorrow. Gave a bit of an odd answer when he was asked if he was enjoying being at Spurs.
No, I didn't enjoy because I'm here not to enjoy, I'm here to work. So enjoying is just a first moment after there's a work to do, you know.
Not enjoying it. He hates it.
Yeah, romantic chat, that.
It's a bit like, remember that clip of Charles and Diana where they say, oh, are you in love? And Charles says, whatever love means. Say yes, mate.
Yeah, I think just say yes.
Just say yes. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's a great football club. Not like, hey, I'm not here to enjoy it.
He looks like a man who knows how this ends.
Well, we all know how it ends. Roy Keane was asked a hypothetical question on this week's episode of The Overlap. I think he slightly misunderstood the point of it.
Which teammate would you swap houses with for a week?
Houses?
The house or his situation?
You mean you have to take your family in?
House. Not wife swap.
I'm
going to
go Bex's house that he has in the country.
No one said here.
Did you write this question?
Ryan Bex in Miami, lovely.
Yeah, his house in the country. I just love his house.
Hold on to Cotswolds, does it? Yeah. Make some honey, make some wine.
Make some honey, make some wine.
Make some mead.
Oh, I bet you love mead.
I did in my day. I was a big meadman.
Were you?
Yeah, that's why they call it a honeymoon. Because people used to drink mead for 14 nights after they got married.
Oh, isn't this? See, this is what we've been missing.
Not getting that from Dyson, are you?
Oh, no. I don't want to tell you what we're getting from Dyson today. Donald Trump was back talking about the World Cup this week in typical style.
Your World Cup has set every single ticket record in the history of soccer. In the history, nobody's ever seen anything like it. The sales are virtually complete. Nobody's ever seen anything. So congratulations. You made a good decision. We did it together. Thank you.
He's acting like football never sells tickets.
Yeah, no one's ever sold a World Cup out before. Usually empty, aren't they?
He's like a desperate comedian promoting his tour.
He also said your world, like he's not from this planet. It sounded like your World Cup.
Go on, do that again.
No, I realise now.
No, it's
your eyes sparked straight away, didn't they?
Because it was just...
You World Cup. No?
Where? There's Welsh.
Listen, right?
If Trump was Welsh...
Yeah. But, you know, you've got a
sort
of
sound. Better than they've ever done before.
If I see you doing that in theatres... It just makes me wonder, guys, what would it be like if Trump was from where you were from? You could do that nationwide. When
they
you do
call it
Trump.
Bread of heaven because it's bread from heaven, see? And I talk to Jesus, he comes down and he bakes it and he hands it out and it's the best bread you've ever had. The best bread we've ever had, more bread than you've ever seen. And they're saying that. Okay, that may have gone east to a point where I could get cancelled. Matt Dyson is off sick today. He's got... diarrhea. So we're just asking you for your cures, your tips. AJ in Kent says bananas, plain rice and medicine. Medicine, I guess, makes
sense. Feels like they're in the wrong order.
That doesn't count as dietary advice.
Yeah.
Steroids, that'll sort it. Bananas are good, but just one banana, not plural.
Yeah. You eat a lot of fruit, don't you, when you eat fruit? You remember your overnight days?
I do, yeah, I was stupid.
So around about the time you were soiling the bed, you would eat a bag of apples.
Yeah, I would never mix it up, so I'd just go to the shop, buy six apples and just eat them in one sitting.
Bag of tangerines.
Wonder why I had terrible gizzards. But just one banana, if you're a bit loose, one banana's good. Mm-hmm. Plain rice is good. White bread is good. Mm-hmm. Plain toast, no butter.
Mm.
Just, you want sort of...
you know your audience, don't you?
How do you mean?
That was like a sort of dreadful cooking show. toast is good. Plain rice is good. Too right.
That'd be good. Cooking shows for people with sensitive tummies.
Yeah.
It'd just be plain rice every week. Yeah. We'd have a good old chat. We'd get some celebrities on.
Yeah.
It'd be like Sunday brunch or Saturday kitchen. Yeah. Friday afternoon, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Go on, go on.
And it would just, okay, right. Well,
you've got me.
Plain toast.
Yeah.
And Elton John's going to be here telling us about what plain rice.
Elton John on a cooking show about sensitive tummies.
Phil Collins is going to be here with
maybe
his
Collins.
Tips. Reverend of the Makers are going to be playing us out after a big bowl of plain rice.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Rock and roll football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and John Richards, and it is a global broadcasting exclusive. The first time we've been together on a music radio station for 16 years. I think it's Dyson can't be here. So Dyson has... So John has stood in. Thank you, John.
Thank you. I'm actually sitting.
He sat in.
Yes.
TV's John Richardson. Waterloo Road, ooh, John Richardson.
All right. We're going
what do
there.
You prefer to be introduced as?
Just John. Just, you know, just John. I'm just John, guys.
Call me John.
Just call me, you know, Johnny J, JR.
J-Beef.
Rico.
Rico was a big one.
K Rico. Do you want to know some scores or do you want to carry on making me embarrassed?
Let's come to the scores, then we'll come back to that.
Burnley are behind against Chelsea. Ooh, João Pedro. Oh, yeah, Hispanic Studies, Bristol University. Thanks very much. João Pedro has put Chelsea ahead.
How would you say that in Spanish?
Well, it's Portuguese, I think, isn't it?
Okay, well...
João. It's Juan in Espanol. João es Portuguese. Yeah. João. João Pedro.
But I want the whole sentence.
João Pedro. Oh, I don't know. I only did it here.
Oh, Hispanic studies. João
Pedro, a little bit of Burnley. Yeah. in the Championship, of course, everybody's second team, Wrexham, are already one up against Ipswich. Watford are ahead against Derby. And yeah. Birmingham City showing no signs of damage after the thrashing they received against Leeds United in the FA Cup. They're one up at Norwich.
Now, you may have seen the owner of Macclesfield said he bought the club after, he was drunk after a session in Ibiza. So what's the best thing you've ever bought drunk? Text us on 8-12-15. Almost forgot.
You did, yeah, but it's in there. You're not reading it off the piece of paper, are you?
No, it's just lodged in my brain now. Text on 8-12-15. The best thing you bought drunk. You used to have a routine about buying stuff drunk.
I did, yeah. Specifically the film Closer, which in my single years I used to watch, and I loved it because it was people being really unhappy in relationships. And I put it on and have a bottle of wine, and then I love this film. I need to own it. So I'd buy it on the internet, and then I was already watching. I've got four copies of it. Would just keep arriving, the film, just DVDs after DVDs. And, you know, what do you do with them?
People who haven't seen it, it is a brutal film about the breakdown
horrible.
Of relationships.
Oh, it's great.
Is blunt as hell.
Yeah.
What did you like about
it? It's dead man's shoes for relationships. It's just nasty.
But why did you like it? Is it because you thought you were never going to have a relationship?
Yeah, all through my 20s, I was like very single, like really single. Not even close. And I had to convince myself that that was my choice. Not the choice of anyone else. So I would watch that and think, yeah, that's what relationships are. It's that. It's them two in the aquarium. That's what relationships are. Better off out of it, mate.
You were basically the first incel.
I was, yeah. In my, I lived above a garage in Swindon and I would sit and watch. It was crazy days. Everything was symmetrical. I had a two-seater sofa facing a TV on a unit and a square dining table in the corner. It was like living in a Minecraft house.
And you were single, you say?
I was, yeah, single. You came to see me, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
You came to see me. You came to cheer me up. You came to stay New Year's Eve. Watched a film together, didn't we?
New Year's Day. I said, let's watch Requiem for a Dream because I'd never seen it. If you've not seen it, it's one of the most terrifying films of all time.
It's horrific.
You refused to watch it. You went into the spare room for 3 hours while I watched it. And I wasn't right for a month after that. It was awful. But let us know. 8-12-15, what have been your best drunk purchases? Kelvin in Lowestoft has been in touch.
Oh, yeah.
Big Kelv. Shout out to the K-Dog. He says, my best drunk eBay purchase was an arcade machine.
Oh, yes.
But how would you get it through the front door? They're massive.
Yeah. It gets through a front door, though.
Would you, an arcade machine?
Yeah, you get it through a front door, mate, on one of them little trolleys.
Sort of thing I imagine you'd have in your game.
I've got you can get them now, little desktop ones. You can get them like that from
Executive
websites.
Executive toys. Little,
yeah, it's exactly that. I've got Bubble Bobble, which was a favourite game of mine from the 80s. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And you're a little dragon thing and you've got to blow bubbles out your mouth and pop them.
And is it what, LED screen, or is it like a pinball machine?
It's like a little tiny arcade. It's got the little digit thing, and yeah.
Man, do you remember when you used to go to a chip shop and there'd be an arcade game in there?
No.
What? Are you kidding?
Yes.
Hang on. Do you
remember? I don't remember that. No.
What is up with you? Everyone remembers that. You're going to get chips and there'd be an arcade machine in there.
No, don't remember that. I don't remember getting chips. I must have had chips. I don't remember going to a chippy.
Think back to your childhood.
Yeah.
Same height as you were now.
Similar voice. Yeah. I can't remember going to a chippy until I was about, well into my teens. Oh, I used to go to Atkinson's a bit. Near the bus station coming home from school, they didn't have an arcade. I used to get chips, gravy and scraps.
Scraps! Oh, my word.
Yes. The best.
You know, when we talk about Britain's contribution to the world, we talk about the soft power of the Premier League. We obviously dwell on the Industrial Revolution. We talk about the Empire from time to time when we're not too ashamed of our past. And, of course, we should be that element of it. We never talk about scraps.
No.
We never say, look, yes, we gave people fish and chips, but the off of that, the kind of side hustle was scraps.
Chippy offal.
Surely. Even, I mean, what would you say the great culinary powerhouses are? Italy, India, that's it. Maybe France.
Yeah.
Spain.
France, yeah. France wants to be on that list, I think.
None of them have invented scraps. That's just a fact.
Yeah. What is a churro? Would you say a churro is basically a big fat scrap? Big fat, yeah. Long scrap.
That's like boss scrap. That's final boss scrap.
It does sound like we're having the conversation that would get us cancelled, but it's all fine, this, isn't it? Oddly.
I know, it feels very
70s. Sounds worse than the diarrhea chat. This is nice.
Well, if you eat too many scraps, you will get diarrhea. Big goal in the Premier League, John Richardson.
It's Gomith has scored for Brighton and Hove Albion away at Brentford.
Sounded Glaswegian.
Gomith.
Gomith.
James Milner playing today. I told you this stat last week. 49% of players ever to play in a Premier League game. 49% ever have played either against or alongside James Milner. I think that's one of the most mind-blowing statistics in football. I think it's incredible.
Well done to James Milner. That's what we're going to say. We're going to be the first to say it.
Yeah,
let us
so.
Be the first to recognise the contribution he's made.
What a scoop. But yeah, 1-0 away at Brentford. We need it. Leeds holding on against Villa. Whoa. You want us to win, don't you? Come on, mate. Come on.
If I'm totally honest, obviously not.
No, it's because you're mean-spirited.
No, it's because I want Forest.
I do it in jest, but you're a mean man.
And No.
You hurt my feelings.
No, you are. You're the punisher. You're the hurter. You get twisted. You love it when I'm in pain or I'm ill or I'm sick or I've got... We're talking about drunk purchases today. Do you know, I went through a phase. I went through, I'm still in this phase. Do you know what I buy when I'm drunk? Chocolate and biscuits.
Okay.
Lots of them. And I eat, I gorge. After a night out, I would like crave savoury stuff, pizza, kebab, etc. But then I crave sugar, chocolate specifically.
Yeah.
I woke up a few weeks ago, empty packet of biscuits by the bed. I was like, oh, it was a big one last night.
You put it away at pace as well.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, it's a goal! Jump!
Oh.
Whoa!
Oh, it's Leeds United 1, Aston Villa 0. It's huge, huge news from the bottom of the table. It's Anton Stach returning from injury.
This is incredible, John.
Oh, and I'm guessing that's a free kick. There's no assist listed, so I'm guessing he can hit a ball, can Stachy?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
is a huge goal. 33 minutes in, Leeds United 1 up at Villa. That puts them within touching distance of Europe.
Oh, man. But yes, text on 8-12-15 your drunken purchases. I went through a phase of then ordering chocolate online when I was drunk. So then 2 days later... just a huge box of white chocolate dipped Oreos would arrive.
watching you order the takeaway when I went to see you in Edinburgh and we got back from the pub was a real lesson. Fuming. Just on the off chance that it might not arrive. Ordered a full takeaway and then on the off chance it might not arrive, no clue that it wouldn't, ordered a completely different order from a completely different outlet.
It's basically spread betting. Because what was happening was it was getting towards closing time. So I wasn't sure if that place was going to go through or not.
Yeah.
And I was starving. And food is a basic human right.
You were angry as well. You were fuming about it.
I was a bit groggy.
Checking out of the flat the next morning and there was just food outside on the doorstep.
Because some did arrive.
Yeah.
And we ate that. And then the other stuff also arrived.
Yeah. And I sent you a picture of it saying breakfast's here. And then you said, you could have got rid of it. Very angry.
Well, I was on like a fourth floor flat, like waddle down the stairs like Donkey Kong.
But there's 9 days. Anyway, let's not get ahead. There's a long way to go, isn't there? But there's a 9-point gap.
This is the problem. You cannot handle victory. You're a better loser than you are a winner.
Well, I've had more experience.
Text on 8-12-15. What are your best drunken purchases? Drama at Stamford Bridge. John Richardson.
Yeah, Chelsea are down to 10 men. Fofana has been sent off for a wry eye. Referee didn't like the way he looked at him. He said, I'm warning you, you look at me like that again, you'll be off, sunshine. And he said, that's typical of you, that is. And he said, right, you're off.
I would love to see players getting sent off for that.
That's you why look if at I was a ref.
You look at me like that one more. Oh, you would be so power hungry. Oh,
games wouldn't last a half hour. Absolutely ridiculous. But they're still 1-0 up, Chelsea. Burnley holding on, though. And you know, sometimes, do you do cliches on this show? Do you like a cliche? Sometimes teams better with 10 men.
Yeah.
That's what
they're
saying.
But that's just a fact, isn't it?
Well, I don't think so. You'd think statistically over time, but it's one of those things you measured. Most teams, when they go down to 10 men, get worse.
Well, that's why having a man sent off is a disadvantage and a punishment.
Yeah, this is insightful stuff, isn't it? This is really good.
But obviously, you understand the reason why.
Oh, because there are more people.
Well, no, but then you play defensively rather than playing more open. So that's why it's then often harder to break down 10 men playing compact than it is to break down 11 men who are playing in more space.
Frolicking freely.
Oh, they love to frolic, don't they, those men. Those free men. Big goal in the Championship. Wrexham are now 3-3 with Ipswich Town.
That's the game to be at, isn't it?
Portsmouth 3-1 up away at Millwall.
If you get a ticket.
Well, it's too late now.
Oh, you're not getting a ticket at Wrexham for the next 20 years, are you? Until they get bored and sell up.
In Scotland, Hearts are winning 1-0. That puts them 5 points clear at the top. But Rangers have a game in hand and Celtic have 2 games in hand.
And that's worth 3 and 6 points, respectively.
If they win.
If they win them, Of course, if they lose them, 0 points.
We do cliches on this show.
Yeah.
You'd rather have the points on the board, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, where do you want to be? Do you want to be first, second or third? You want to be first.
First? Yeah.
You know, put the pressure on them.
It's a three-way title race up in Scotland. Very exciting. It'll be the first time in 40 years a team other than Celtic or Rangers won the league if Hearts do it. 40 years.
It looked like you were going to do something then.
I was just pressing stuff on my screen. I thought, subtly.
Yeah.
But you then have...
No, there was a pause. I didn't want to talk because I thought you were going to play one of your songs. Are you still writing songs?
I've written a couple of songs in my time. Back in the old Six Muse, I wrote a song about the credit crunch in 2009. That was good. What was another one I wrote?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Why are you saying it like that?
Because I remember it. I don't know, how much power do you have here? Is it possible to just stop the games now and just say, that'll do... 80 minutes is enough.
We can have a word.
I think is someone you could contact.
Text Daichi and see if he can have a word with the league.
I think certainly in the Midlands area as well, because that's going to clog up traffic, people getting out. So let's just say all games happening in the Midlands now stop at 80 minutes.
Oh, it's now 4-3 to Wrexham. My word, what a game of football that is. Now, we're talking about drunk purchases earlier. Jeremy in Brighton says, shortly after getting married, me and the wife went into Islington to book a honeymoon to America after being given the hard sell by the flight centre. We went to the pub for what turned out to be a fair few drinks. Anyway... we ended up buying a dog instead, and we never went to America. Pablo the pug is now 10, and we have no regrets.
Can't get to America on a pug.
No, but...
you've got no chance.
But you're the sort of...
thing won't even get off the air.
You would... I don't think they were intending to ride it.
Oh, I see.
I think
it was an alternative.
But you endorse that, don't you? You prefer dogs to America. You prefer dogs to people.
It's a big statement.
Let alone countries.
It's a big statement.
No, but you hate other human beings.
Do I prefer...
America's full of them. And you love dogs.
But there's dogs in America. famously. We're the dogs in America.
Whoa, wolf! But you prefer British dogs, don't you? Come on, what sort of man are you? What sort of patriot?
What is happening here?
Do you prefer British dogs? You're the sort of guy who comes in here preferring American dogs. Do you?
What is a pug?
Right, the point is, general point about British breeds.
Yeah. Okay.
Collies, Yorkshire Terriers.
What do you want me to do? Are you just trying to get texts for
the last...
I want
you to tell the truth. I want you to admit that you, whether or not you prefer British dogs to American dogs.
I don't think recently married drunk couples should attempt to cross the Atlantic on a pug. I will say that now.
Well.
I said it.
They're just a snob. You know, the way you judge our listeners makes me sick. You know what? If you want to go to America on a dog drunk, I say go for it.
Do you?
Live your dreams.
Okay, fine. See how far you get. You won't get to the Isle of Man.
You won't even get to the Isle of Dogs.
Lovely. It's really nice. And then you just hit a record and then we just cruise through to the end, right?
I might just leave an awkward pause first.
Yeah. They're laughing at home.
There it is.
Rock and roll football. Podcast done.
Right, no more toilet talk now. We've drawn a line. That was it.
Yeah.
Now we go highbrow. Because this is your bonus content. This is what you get for downloading the show. You get a bit of stuff that you don't get on the live show.
Yes, like offcuts.
Well, but offcuts suggests lower quality.
Yeah.
Whereas actually, sometimes this is higher quality.
I'm not getting paid for this bit, so I don't intend to provide anything of any interest.
What's the most highbrow thing about you?
My eyebrows. What is the most highbrow thing about me?
Languages.
I'm not sure that's
languages.
Really, I think so, yeah. I think I've got a sort of pompousness about me that you'd think I would know the answer to that, but actually I don't think there's anything. I think I'm remarkably, I watch rubbish telly, I eat bad food, I like a pint. I'm just, you know, I'm just a lad.
God, stand for election. Wow. God, stick that on a party political broadcast.
You're higher brow than me.
I don't think I am.
You read non-fiction. I think that's highbrow.
Look, I've got a subscription to the New Statesman, sure. But I've also got a subscription to Viz.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what does that tell you? What does that tell you about a man?
Meat and pudding.
Judge a man by his subscriptions.
And I bet you listen to podcasts about stuff, don't you?
I've really got into true crime as a genre.
Oh, I don't like it.
It's great. But just like, not murders and stuff, but fraud.
Right.
Fraud stuff I like, a good fraud story.
Yeah, I don't...
Oh, it's great.
It's passing me by, that whole genre.
Get into that genre.
Well, you could turn this into true crime now. Do you want me to do something illegal now at the end of the podcast?
Go on.
I'm stealing this.
He's stealing a pen lid.
Yeah, I'm having that. There you go. This just became a true crime pod.
Pen lid. Download now wherever you get your podcasts. The true story of John Richardson.
Where is the tip of my bick?